Skyboat Media presents Uneasy Lies the Head, Volume 1 of the Glastonbury Chronicles by S.P. Hendrick. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. Directed by Tom Newth. To all those who made this possible, especially Phil, whose eyes are exactly the right shade of blue. Chapter 1. I can't recall the exact day of it, or the way of it, but the colors of the moment still play before my eyes. The walls were gray stone, ranging from the shade of a dove's wing to the color of coal ash. The skies were billowing black and pewter, the colors of encroaching winter. The smoke coming from the gray stone chimney of the gray stone house was as gray as the cloud to which it reached, as gray as the chill which sucked at my thigh bones, as gray as the background color of the tartan kilt I wore. Some will argue that gray is not a proper color, yet at that moment, on that day, it was the only proper thing in my life. If I could redesign the family arms, they would be on a field of gray, a fog proper, for all the reds and golds of the family banner blaze too brightly in their blazon for my limbo-clouded eyes. 2,000 years of pageant and history had schemed and plotted and manipulated bloodlines and chromosomes, and I was the punchline to the joke which had ceased being told 2 generations before me. At least I was alive, standing before my home, and entertaining the notion of noblessely obliging the salmon in the River Dee by letting enough of them get past my hook to keep the species alive through the eternal cycle of spawn and die. Was that all there was to it, anyway? Spawn and die? Beat your head against the rocks as you fight your way upstream to the proper gene pool and create an heir to the nothingness you are? Then batter yourself to death and expire, having accomplished nothing? Far better to be the fish caught and eaten, for they at least serve a purpose. Which of the two was the great salmon of wisdom who ate the hazelnuts? I lied. I remember the day of it and the way of it exactly. It was the 31st day of October, 2065, the 25th anniversary of my father's death. Spawn and die, spawn and die. I'd never known my father. I've been told the shock of the news of his death had sent my mother into premature labor. I was born 7 hours later. The prince is dead. Long live the prince. There never had been a rich...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?